感谢主，昨天我们学习到从 ministry 这个字啊来看啊哥林多后书。
Thank God that yesterday we studied the book of Corinthians through the word ministry.
啊，我们昨天谈到在这个 ministry 过程当中的一种痛苦跟安慰。
And we learned the pain and also the comfort that comes from the ministry.
那我们可不可以 slides 一直下来好不好？好，上一个，这个好，我们哥林多后书，我们第一章已经谈完了哈。
We finished the first chapter of Second Corinthians.
第二章也谈完了。
As well as the second chapter.
那第二章的这个14-15这个是谈到，我们在 ministry 当中呢，常常有胜利。
In chapter 2, verse 14-15, it tells us that we often have the triumph within our ministry.
这个我们今天晚上下午祷告会的时候再来谈14-17。
And in this afternoon prayer, we will talk about verse 14-17.
那三章的1-4谈到你们是我们的见信，在 ministry 的面当中呢，你们是我们的见信。
Then in chapter 3, verses 1-4, it says that you are our recommendation letter.
那我们应该是到那我们这一堂课来谈一谈这个 ministry 的荣耀。
So during this session, we will talk about the glory of the ministry.
这应该是从7-18在谈的哈。
This is from verse 7 to verse 18.
对不起，应该是5-18。
Sorry, verse 5 to verse 18.
我们能够服侍神能够为神来工作这是一件荣耀的侍奉。
It is a very glorious service if we serve the Lord through our ministry.
因为我们的神是荣耀的神。
Because our God is a glorious God.
这个职分是职事职分，是同一个字 ministry. 这个 ministry 是神给的。
This ministry is granted and given by God.
所以它也是一个荣耀的职事，荣耀的职分。
As a consequence, it is also glorious like God is.
我们人世间人生我记得以前一个长老讲人生他说人生是如花似草的人生。
I remember that once an elder said that life is just like the flowers and the grass.
我们可能成功过，也可能荣耀过。
We might have had past success and previous glory.
但经上讲说，草必枯干，花必凋谢。
But the Bible says that the grass will wither and the flowers will pass.
所以无论您过什么样的属世生活，那个荣耀不能够长久。
So no matter what kind of success you had in the world, your glory will not last.
但是如果我们有机会来服侍神，
However, if we have the opportunity to serve God,
这件本身就是一件荣耀的工作。
Then this in itself is a work of glory.
所以这里特别谈到这个执事的荣耀。
That is why here we mention the glory of the ministry.
所以如果今天教会要让我们安排我们做什么事情。
So today the church assigns us to do a certain task.
或者是甚至要给我们立职。
Or maybe if the church even wants to ordain us.
我们要知道这个职分本身是荣耀的，我们就不去争取，也不要推辞。
We have to know that the ministry in itself is glorious, so we shouldn't decline nor overly pursue it.
做永生神的仆人是何等的荣幸呢？
Because how glorious it is to be the servant of God.
我们来读第五节。
Let's see verse 5.
三章第五节。
2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 5.
三章第五节。
Chapter 3 verse 5.
请读。
Verse 5. Not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think of anything as being from ourselves, but our sufficiency is from God.
我们为主耶稣做事情不是我们自己可以做什么，能够承担什么。
It is not that we can do anything out of ourselves.
我们可以做什么，实在是出于神。
Because all that we can do comes from God.
我们来看提摩太前书的第一章。
Let's see 1 Timothy chapter 1.
提摩太前书第一章。
1 Timothy chapter 1.
提摩太前书第一章第十四节。
1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 14.
一章的十四节。
Chapter 1 verse 14.
请读。
14. And the grace of our Lord was exceedingly abundant with faith and love which are in Christ Jesus.
这里特别提到说呢，主耶稣的恩惠很丰富，是使我有信心有爱心呢。
mentions here that this faith and love that come from Jesus Christ are exceedingly abundant. And we might think that we come to this NATS because we have faith.
我能够去煮一顿饭,
that I help out in the kitchen because I have love.
但是保罗的想法不一样, 他说这个信心爱心是神给我的,
but Paul's thoughts differ from this because he says that all that I do is out of the love and the faith that Jesus gives me.
刚刚祷告的时候有人掉眼泪啊。
In our past prayer, there were people who shed tears.
起来的时候，他就一直在反省自己的内心，然后。
And after the prayers, these brothers and sisters were reflecting in their hearts.
这位先生呢，抱着一个弟兄痛哭了。
And there was this brother that was hugging this other brother in tears.
那这样这种。 悔改的心，这种信心是谁给他的呢？
This kind of faith, this kind of repentance comes from God.
这种感动是谁给他的呢？
And this movement also comes from God.
所以以前小弟有个观念，一直求神说，神啊，不是我可以走完这个天国路了哈。
And therefore, before I had this notion that says that it is not that I can finish the path to heaven.
请你保守我可以走完这个天国路。
Please keep me so that I can complete this journey.
真的，我们到底多能干多厉害呢？
Indeed, how powerful are we? How much can we actually do?
如果一个试探啊, 那个临到人身上叫人跌倒的试探临到我们的话, 我们站立得住吗？
If a temptation that makes people fall and stumble comes to us, can we really stand firm?
所以我们真的凭自己不能做什么。
And therefore, by ourselves, we can do nothing.
所以我们可以承担的真的出于神。
And all that we can bear comes from God.
那今天如果教会要我们做一件事情,
today, the church wants us to do something.
是神验证了我们。
This is God that wants to use us.
那我们要认定, 神让我做, 神就会替我负责。
That we have been approved by God, and God, as a consequence, will be responsible.
做得好是神的荣耀。
If we do well, this is the glory of God.
做不好, 那神自己负责。
If we don't do that well, then God will be responsible.
你看那个神叫摩西出来带领以色列百姓。
God asked Moses to lead the Israelites.
摩西想说, 拜托了, 我是左口笨舌的人, 连你跟我讲话之后呢, 我还是不太能讲话呢。
And Moses replied, saying, I'm of no speech and no eloquence. How can I speak and lead the people out of this land?
这个使徒行传讲, 摩西学会埃及人一切学问, 说话行事都大有能力。
Acts says that Moses was highly educated and was versed in all knowledge of the Egyptians.
我自己是这样了解的啦。
This is my understanding.
他在那个 埃及地的确他是行事说话都有能力的。
In Egypt, he should have had much power in speech.
但是哦, 经过旷野40年哦, 他该在那边一天到晚跟羊讲, 跟羊讲什么话呢?
But maybe after 40 years in the desert, he only had the sheep to talk to.
那个刀本来是利的, 我看40年来大概都生锈了。
And I think that after such a long time, his mind became a bit dull.
所以他说我是走口笨舌的人啊, 我可能以前我会, 现在我不会了啦。
So he said, I am of no speech and eloquence. Maybe I could do this before, but now I am incapable.
但是神问他说, 诶, 谁造人的口啊?
But then God asked him, who created man's
mouth? 谁让人耳朵聋了, 眼睛瞎了, 眼睛看见是谁啊?
Who is it that lets man see or be blind, or hear or not be able to hear?
所以神如果让我们来做件事情,
so if God lets us do something,
如果神验证你来做件事情,
if God approves you to do something,
我们只要顺服, 神就会带领了。
If you obey, then God will certainly lead you.
那个顺命慢慢做, 神会越来越加添。
Because the more we obey, the more obedient God gives us.
因为我凭着我们, 我们不能承担什么。
Because by ourselves, we can do nothing.
因为如果可以承担什么, 是神加添我们的。
And if we could, it is all the work of God.
我们再看哥林多后书第三章。
Let's see 2 Corinthians chapter 3.
那第六节以下就在比较这个新约的执事跟旧约的执事。
From verse 6 onwards, we see a comparison between the ministry of the Old Testament and the ministry of the New Testament.
那我在想保罗为什么要做这样的比较呢？
So then I think to myself, why does Paul feel that there is a need for such a comparison?
因为当时哥林多教有旧约的执事。
And this is a reference in that in the Church of Corinth, there was the ministry of the Old Testament.
这个那些最大的使徒，那些 super apostle 其实应该是旧约的执事。
And this greatest apostles, should in theory belong to the ministry of the Old Testament.
我们来看一下11章。
Let us see chapter 11.
11章。
Chapter 11.
哥林多后书11章。
2 Corinthians chapter 11.
这里在谈到那些最大的使徒，如果你从前面看，就知道都在讲最大的使徒了。
Here it talks about, in context, about the greatest apostles.
20节。
Verse 20.
11章20节。
Chapter 11, verse 20. For you put up with it, if one brings you into bondage, if one devours you, if one takes from you, if one exalts himself, if one strikes you on the face.
保罗说有人强迫你们做奴隶啊。
It says here that you were forced into bondage.
这是什么奴隶?
What kind of bondage
我们都知道,
is he talking
about?
We know that in the New Testament, we are children of God, but in the Old Testament, we are slaves of the law.
他们又侵吞你们啊。
And they also devour you.
本来你们是可以吃猪肉的啊，现在被吞吃了，这个猪肉不能吃了，只能够吃牛肉啊。
And before it was lawful for you to eat pork, but now you can only eat beef.
他们掳掠你们啊。
They take you captive.
所以这样看起来，这些最大的使徒应该是在《使徒行传》15章跟保罗辩论过的那些主张要受割礼的那些工作人员。
So from this, we can infer that the greatest apostles here are those who debated with Paul in Acts chapter 15 in regards to the matter of circumcision.
这些是亚伯兰的子孙。
These are the descendants of Abraham.
他们以这个事情为，以亚伯兰的后裔为傲。
Who take glory in being descendants of Abraham.
所以请读这个11章的22节。
Let's see chapter 11, verse 22. 11, 22.
11章22节。
Chapter 11, verse 22.
请读。
Are they Hebrews? So am I. Are they Israelites? So am I. Are they the seed of Abraham? So am I.
所以这些应该是利华主义者，是亚伯兰的子孙，这些super apostle,最大的使徒啊。
These super apostles, these greatest apostles, were proponents of the law.
所以在 保罗就跟他们讲，我们是新约的执事，他们是旧约的执事了。So
Paul says that we uphold the ministry of the New Testament while they uphold the one of the Old Testament.
那这个旧约的执事，保罗就提到说，那个荣耀是渐渐褪去的了。Paul
is saying also that the glory of the ministry of the Old Testament is slowly fading away.
旧约的执事像摩西，他就是旧约的执事啊。For
example, Moses was from the ministry of the Old Testament.
保罗真的是很会读圣经啊，圣经都慢慢读，他又想，摩西是代表律法，律法又被主耶稣的恩典取代了，他本来是有荣光的啊，可是呢，为什么他要遮脸呢？他就在想这个问题啊。So
Paul, being versed with the Bible, thinks if Moses was a representation of the law, and when he saw God, he had to cover his face, then what is the meaning of this?
因为那个本来圣经上是讲说旧约是讲说他荣光太大了，所以呢他就用帕子遮起来。那保罗把他解释成是什么呢？说这个荣光渐渐褪去了，所以呢不好意思让以色列百姓看到这个荣光渐渐不见了，所以就用帕子遮起来了。The
Old Testament says that Moses covered his face out of the shining glory of God, and the New Testament, in the New Testament, Paul says that Moses covered his face not to show that his glory of the old ministry was fading away.
这个是不是事实?
Is this true?
是事实啊。
It is.
因为那个荣光的确渐渐的就退走了。
Because that glory is fading away.
他就在比较说，所以即使像摩西这么有荣耀，这份职事这么有荣耀，他还是渐渐的退去的。So
Paul is basically saying that such a great prophet like Moses, even in his most glorious time, today his glory is slowly fading away.
我们来看这个第三章的12节13节。
Let's see chapter 3, verse 12 and 13.
12节13节。
Chapter 3, verse 12 and 13.
请读。
Verse 12. Therefore, since we have such hope, we use great boldness of speech. 13. And like Moses, who put a veil over his face so that the children of Israel could not look steadily at the end of what was passing away.
这个就是我们刚刚解释的，所以就不能看到将会者的结局，慢慢的就退掉了。This
is what we just read. Moses covered his face so that the people could not see the glory fading away.
那旧约的执事，旧约他们那个律法是写在石头上面的了。
In the Old Testament, the law was written on tablets of stone.
那新约啊，神的律法是写在我们心上面的。Now
in the New Testament, God's law is written in our hearts.
那刻在石头上是属死的执事，请念第七节。
Verse 7. But if the ministry of death written and engraved on stones was glorious, so that the children of Israel could not look steadily at the face of Moses,
那个第七节是刻在石用字刻在石头上赎死的，这是英文怎么讲？
The ministry of death was written and engraved on stones.
The ministry of death, 为什么刻在石头上这些律法是属于死的指示呢？
Why is it that the ministry that is engraved on stone is called of death?
我们知道律法是让人家知罪啊。
We know that the law makes people aware of their sins.
本来如果高速公路没有讲14不能超过65，你开100都没有罪，像Montana，因为没有罪了。
If the highway didn't have a speed limit, like say 65 miles per hour, then you wouldn't be infringing the law if you drove faster than that.
那如果Montana现在办一个新律法，不可以超过75，开过75就是犯法。
And for example, in Montana, there is not such speed limit, but suppose for a moment that the speed limit was assigned to 75 miles per hour.
这个律法就是让你知道，你这样做超过了就是罪哦。
Then the law is telling you that if you infringe the speed limit, then you will be breaking the law.
但是你开在那些乡下哦，一天到晚没有车哦，你不小心就是100的啦，怎么会是保持75呢？
But you know that if you are in a rural area and you are not careful, you just put your foot on the gas and very easily you reach 100.
所以同样的观念哦，就是。 律法虽然让人知罪，但是一个没有一个血啊血带着血气的，可以靠着律法得救，可以行律法得救，是人没有办法真的把律法行得完全。So
by the same reasoning, the law makes us aware of our sins, but we cannot rely on ourselves, on our flesh, to fulfill and keep the law.
那我做不到，哎，有这个规定。So
we cannot do it, but there is this regulation.
那最后就是吃罚单了。So
in the end, I get a ticket.
那如果从圣经上来看，就是定罪喽。
So from this point of view, this is a condemnation.
那罪的工价就是死喽。
And the price to pay for sin is death.
所以旧约的指示，它就是刻在石头上的，是定罪的指示，是属于死的指示。So
the ministry of the Old Testament is one of condemnation, one of death.
那新约的指示啊，就不太一样了。Then
the ministry of the New Testament is different.
这个你会问你个问题了，那旧约的只是没有用，那为什么要有这些旧约的这些律法呢？
So that leads you to think,
旧约的律法没有用，为什么要有律法呢？
If the laws of the Old Testament are said useless, then why do they exist at all?
其实律法是引进人来认识耶稣基督的。
Really, the purpose of the law is to guide people to the presence of
Jesus. 所以它也是有荣耀的啦。So
they also have their own glory.
我们来看, 加拉太书三章。
Listen to Galatians chapter 3.
3章24节.
Galatians chapter 3, verse 24.
3章24节.
Galatians chapter 3, verse 24.
3章24节.
Chapter 3, verse 24.
请读.
Therefore, the law was our tutor to bring us to Christ, that we might be justified by faith.
所以他的荣耀是什么呢? 他的荣耀就是把人带到耶稣基督。
So the glory of the law is to bring people to Christ.
耶稣来了，他的荣耀就毁掉了啦。
And when Christ comes, then the glory of the law passes away.
所以律法从摩西来。
So the law comes from Moses.
恩典跟真理从耶稣基督来。
But grace and truth come from the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们今天做新约的指示是更荣耀的。
So today when we are ministers of the New Testament, we have more glory.
那我们凭什么做新约的指示呢？
And what makes us ministers of the New Testament?
就是凭圣灵啊,
it is the Holy Spirit.
我们来读一下第六节。
Let's see verse 6.
第六节,
verse 6.
哥林多后书3章第6节。
2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 6.
3章第6节,
chapter 3, verse 6. Who also made us sufficient as ministers of the new covenant, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life.
我们能够做新的只是这边中文是说出于精义，如果你读英文就是精义就是 spirit 就是 Holy Spirit.
So some versions say that it is the spirit that makes us minister. Some other version says that it is the meaning of the or the essence.
所以我们今天可以在新约服事神呐，完全是出于圣灵的能力。
Today our servitude comes from the power of the Holy Spirit.
今天什么让我们有能力去传福音呢？
What is the power that sends us to preach the gospel?
路加福音讲啊，神的灵降高在我身上，降在我身上，我就能够出去传福音了。
And Luke says that when the
在指的主耶稣基督啊，
when the Holy Spirit anoints me, I can go out to preach the gospel of God.
今天我们一个人怎么样能够为神来服事呢？
Today, how do we as individuals serve God?
圣灵给你能力。
It is the Holy Spirit that gives you strength.
今天我们一个人怎么样能够称义呢？
How are we justified today?
因为你受洗。
It is through baptism.
那受洗怎么有效呢？
Why is it the baptism has its effect?
圣灵在那边做见证。
Because the Holy Spirit is a witness during baptism.
所以新约的执事，它就是让你能够活啊，让你活的执事。
So the ministry of the New Testament allows you to have this life.
让你称义的执事。
It gives you justification.
哦，这个，所以。我们都是凭着圣灵来工作的啦。
So we all work by the work of the Holy Spirit.
啊，这个是很大的荣耀。
And this is a great glory.
那它那个荣耀到底在哪里呢？
Where can we find this glory?
那么这章就做一个比较了，哦。
In this chapter, we see a comparison.
你看，旧约是定罪的，对不对？啊，新约是称义的啊。
Notice that the Old Testament is condemnation, and the New Testament deals with justification.
那到底是定罪的有荣耀，还是让人家称义的只是有荣耀呢？
So think about it. Is it more glorious to be justified or to be condemned?
那个律法是暂时已经被完成了，可是圣灵是永远的啊。
The law is temporarily fulfilled, but the Holy Spirit is forever.
那一个暂时的一个永远的，哪个更有荣耀呢？
So if you think about one that is forever, one that is temporary, then which one is more glorious?
一个被毁掉的，一个是长存的。
One has been abolished, and one will remain forever.
我们常常讲律法，有时候讲它被废掉，有时候讲它被成全，到底有没有冲突？
So often we say that the law is abolished, but other times we say that it is fulfilled. Is there a contradiction here?
啊，请问一下。
Let me ask you.
如果从不用它这个角度看律法是会去的。不用嘛，我们现在不需要再遵循律法了嘛
From the point of view that we now need no longer keep the law, then the law has been abolished.
所以你现在不用再吃猪，不用说现在就说守律法，这个一定要吃，一定不可以吃猪肉嘛？这个已经这个律法已经不适用的了。
So you do not need to keep the law in the sense that you do not need to abstain from eating pork.
如果从这个角度看，就毁掉了。
So from this point of view, the law has been abolished.
那为什么有时候圣经讲成全呢
？So why do we say sometimes that the law has been fulfilled?
虽然会
yes.
Because the law is 指向基督，那以前的献祭也是指向未来基督的教训。
对，虽然这些是会去的，但是他所做的都是。都他那个意义都被新约的执事把它成全了。
So although the letter of the law was abolished, the meaning and the essence has been accomplished and fulfilled in the ministry of the New Testament.
所以就是从这个角度来看的，它不是完全没有意义的。虽然你不要做它，但是它是有意义的。
So in the law, it is not that it has no meaning. Although you do not need to.Abide by it, it has its meaning still.
比如说你为什么你不要吃猪肉呢？
For example, why is it that you should abstain from eating pork?
因为猪是脏的嘛。
Because the pork is unclean.
猪没有反刍啊，没有荤体啊，而且是你看猪是脏的嘛。其实猪是爱干净的啦，但是它是在立法上是脏的啦。
And really, in biological speaking, the pigs are actually clean, but according to the Old Testament, because they are no do not ruminate and they do not have potty feet, they are considered unclean.
那所以不吃猪肉就说我要过个圣洁的生活啦，我不沾染脏的东西啦。
So abstaining from eating pork represents that I want to keep myself holy and be separated from the world.
那耶稣来怎么把这个精神把它成全呢？
So how did Jesus fulfill the meaning and the attitude behind this?
你现在借着圣灵，借着洗礼，你都圣洁啦。
Today through the Holy Spirit and through baptism, you have become holy.
没有主耶稣基督来，就没有圣灵，就没有洗礼啊。
Without Jesus Christ coming, there is no baptism.
洗礼就没有用啊。
Or Holy Spirit and the baptism has no effect.
你在旧约找不到应许的圣灵，也找不到洗礼啊。
In the Old Testament, you cannot find the Holy Spirit and the baptism.
所以它是我们现在所以有时候你会听到是毁掉的，有时候你会听到是成全的。
This is why sometimes you hear that the law has been abolished, and other times you hear that it has been fulfilled.
所以我们应该感谢神哈。
So let us give thanks to God.
我们今天能服侍神是一个大有荣耀的事情。
Because it is a great glory for us to be able to serve today.
我们来看一下圣经。
Let's see the Bible.
哥林多后书。
Let's return to 2 Corinthians.
我们这第三章比较新约只是旧约只是的荣耀，最后他谈到一个大有荣耀，因为我们好像是主的灵变成的
It says here that after comparing the ministry of the Old Testament and the New Testament, there is a great glory that comes from God.
我们来看三章十七节、十八节。
Chapter 3, verse 17 and 18.
三章十七节、十八节。
Chapter 3, verse 17 and 18. 17. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. 18. But we all, with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of God, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord.
我们今天呢，来到主面前，真的可以是敞开脸啊，能够瞻仰神的荣耀。
Today we can come before the Lord with an unveiled face and see the glory of the Lord.
今天犹太人呢，读这个新约圣经啊。甚至旧约圣经啊，他们好像脸上戴一个帕子啊。
When the Jews read the New Testament or even the Old Testament, it seems it is like if they were having a veil before them.
他们还是看不清楚圣经的经义是什么。
Because they cannot see the true meaning or the essence of the Bible.
因为没有圣灵在他们身上。
Reason being that they do not have the Holy Spirit in them.
那今天圣灵在我们心里面哦。
So today the Holy Spirit dwells in our hearts.
而是我们到神面前来，我们真的是仰着脸这样子看神的荣耀呢。
And coming before God with our own faces, we see and we admire the glory of God.
好像看到神，好像镜子环照，然后呢，你就好像变成神的形状一样了。
It is like seeing yourself in the reflection of the mirror, like you having the image of God.
所以今天来到神面前，我们常常可以体会到这个荣耀的主的那种满足。
So today when we come before God, we can feel the satisfaction and the joy that comes from the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我常常在想，什么叫做我们敞着脸看神的荣耀呢？
So I think to myself, what does it mean to see God with an unveiled face?
我们就想到主耶稣在遍帽山上啊，在那个祷告的地方哦，带门徒去祷告，祷告的地方他遍帽了。
We can think about the Mount of Transfiguration where Jesus' appearance changed before the disciples.
那彼得啊，就看到神的荣光。
Peter saw the glory of God
在耶稣基督的身上。
Shining on Jesus Christ.
那你今天怎么看到神的荣耀呢？就是在祷告里面呢。
So today, how do we see the glory of God? It is through prayer.
真的圣灵充满在你的心中。
And indeed, the Holy Spirit fills you in the heart.
当然，有的人会看到异象。
Some people see visions.
就好像我们 NATS 的学员啊，有的看到主坐在荣耀的宝座上面。
Like some of our NITS attendants have seen the Lord sitting on his heavenly throne.
我们的主看起来像碧玉，又像红宝石。
And the Lord is like precious stones and gems.
那个宝座好像围绕着彩虹。
And this throne is surrounded by a rainbow.
你在灵里面主耶稣让他看到这一幕。
In the spirit, God let us see this image.
那我们在道里面呢一直洁净有时候真的看到那个工人哦，把神的道解释得这么清楚。
At the same time, through the explanation of the word of God, we cleanse our hearts.
就好像主耶稣直接在跟我们讲道理一样。
And it is as if Jesus Christ was speaking to us personally.
他心中的满足是没有办法用言语来形容的。
And the satisfaction in the heart and the spirit cannot be described.
真的，常常坐在那里，觉得好像如沐春风好像春风吹过来
And really, it is as beautiful as being blown over by the spring breeze.
就好像我们在这边瞻仰神的荣耀一样
It is as seeing for ourselves the glory of God.
因为主耶稣的灵本来就在我们心里面
Because the Spirit of God dwells in our hearts.
所以我们越来就越灵修，就越来越像主了。
So the more we cultivate ourselves spiritually, the more we are like the Lord Jesus Christ.
就是能够荣上加荣了
And we go from glory to glory.
好像是从主的灵变成了一样。
Just as by the Spirit of the Lord.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们常说 NATS， 很多人来到这里，真的用心追。他会觉得这里是离天国最近的地方。
So when people come to NATS to pursue God with a true heart, they feel that this is the place closest to heaven.
因为他们好像摸到那个荣耀，看到那个荣耀。
Because they touch the glory of God and they see the glory of God with their own eyes.
我们所有服事的人呐，就是在这种服事的环境当中，给我们这种荣耀的执事了。
And we who serve God, we are serving in our ministry under this type of glory.
所以我们真的很感谢神。
So really, we thank God for this.
服事是一种喜乐
Because to serve God is a great joy.
小弟年纪快50岁了
I am almost 50.
当然比很多人都还年轻啊。
Maybe I'm younger than many of you.
但是我一天到晚都想着退休的问题。
But I often think about retirement.
感谢主，那个神学生更多人进来，所以我可以想更多来。
Thank God there are more theological students coming in, so this means that it's easier for me to step down.
那我每次在想，我这个退休要去住哪里？那是从哪里出差回来，就跟我太太说：“我们退休的时候去 去智利的圣地亚哥住不错。
So whenever I go to visit a place, when I come back home, I tell my wife, "What do you think if we go to live in Santiago de Chile?"
从玻利维亚回来，也跟他讲说，我们去玻利维亚退休，那里好便宜哦。
When I come back from Bolivia, I tell my wife, "You know, things are very cheap in Bolivia. We should move there."
那个你可以请三个仆人。
And you can have 3 maids.
但是哦，你到一个地方住久了哈，你会觉得好像。没有什么不一样。
But then, when you live in a place for a long time, you feel that it is no different than where you were before.
说实话，目前住过最漂亮的地方还是夏威夷啦。
And to be honest with you, the most beautiful place I've been in so far is Hawaii.
但是如果你问夏威夷的同龄，他们会觉得他们住的地方很漂亮吗？
But if you ask our Hawaiian brothers and sisters, do you think they will tell you that their place is really, really beautiful?
的确是很漂亮，但是那个感受会。久了就没有什么感觉了啦。
The place indeed is wonderful, but when you are there for a long time, you lose that feeling of newness.
我常想哦，如果能够像谢长老这样，
so I think
真的是更有福气。
To myself that it will be a great blessing to be like Elder Shea.
80岁了呢。
He's 80 years old.
你跟他讲那个道理。
And look at the way that he gives a sermon.
真的是，这个就是你看到这个。他们在服侍神那种荣耀
through him,
执事的荣耀
and through the ministers, you can see really what is exactly the glory of the ministry.
我想无论住哪里，如果可以继续服侍神哦，那个人应该是很幸福、很喜乐的人。
And I think that no matter where we live, if we can continue to serve God, we'll be eternally blessed.
你常常可以从神那边领受新的智慧。
From God, you can receive new wisdom from God.
然后跟神有一个新的感受。
And you can have a new emotions and new feelings that come from God.
人世间有什么比这个更好的呢？
What is better than this in this world?
所以我们谈到执事的荣耀。
So this is what we talked about. This is the glory of the ministry.
我们看下一个 slide. 那第四章就开始谈这个职分的能力。
In chapter 4, we see that this talks about the power of the ministry.
职分的能力。
The power of the ministry.
神要人工作啊，要给人职分。
When God wants us to work for Him, He gives us a ministry.
那所以十二，主耶稣拣选十二个人，后来他们被称为使徒。
God chose 12 people, and then later on called them apostles.
啊，这是一种职分。
And this is their ministry.
那这个职分呢，要由人去承担。
The ministry has to be taken up by people.
啊、所以犹大放弃了职分呢、啊、就要选另外一个人来承受这个职分。
So when Judas forsook his ministry, another person has to be chosen to fill in.
啊、被选上承担这个职分的，的确是极大的福气。
And to the person who took the place of Judas, this was for him a great blessing.
因为神常常要借着职分工作。
Because God oftentimes works through the ministry.
这个观念在圣经里面有借着职分来工作。
And we have this type of concept in the Bible, which is to work through the ministry.
我们来看约翰福音十一章。
Listen to John chapter 11.
约翰福音十一章。
John chapter 11.
第五十一节
Verse 51
十一章五十一节
John chapter 11 verse 51
十一章五十一节
51 Now this he did not say on his own authority but being high priest that year he prophesied that Jesus would die for the nation
这边提到、该亚法他讲了一句话
This is a phrase that Caiaphas said
这是记载在四十九节他说你们不知道吗独不祥一个人第五十节替百姓死免得通过灭亡就是你们的益处、啊、他讲了一句话说如果一个人替大家死、啊、这是你们大家的好处了。
Caiaphas says that if someone died this is for the good of the whole nation
那他讲这句话呢、啊、约翰、啊、神感动他做一个诠释、啊、他讲这句话的原因是什么
And then God moved John to speak with authority to explain what is the meaning of this.
他说他讲这句话不是他自己讲的啦。
He said that he did not say this out of his own authority.
他讲这句话是神叫他讲的。
But God told him to say so.
因为他做大祭司。
And because he is the high priest.
所以大祭司是一个职分。
So the high priest is a ministry.
那神借着大祭司来说话。
And God speaks through this ministry of the high priest.
所以神借着职分来工作。
So God works through the ministry.
所以真的是一个福气啊。
Indeed, it is a blessing.
我们人不算什么。
Because we are men and we are nothing.
但是神要借那个职分来工作。
But nevertheless, God works through us through the ministry.
那哥林多后书第四章啊，就谈到职分的一些真理了哈。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, we see some truths and teachings regarding this ministry.
我们来看啊，哥林多后书四章的第一节。
Let us read 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 1.
四章的第一节。
2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 1.Verse 1. Therefore, since we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we do not lose.
We have ministry as we have received this mercy. 所以职分是一种神的特别怜悯，特别的恩惠。
So we can interpret this as saying that the ministry is a special mercy that was granted to us by God.
是神怜悯你才给你的啦。
And you received the ministry because God had mercy on you.
所以弟兄姐妹，如果说有一天人家希望你能够当个执事吧。
So if one day you are elected as a board member or as a deacon or deaconess,
这是神特别一个怜悯，特别一个恩惠。
Then this is a special mercy and a special blessing from God.
这边特别提到说呢，受这职分就是这是给你的，你接受的。
It says here that we receive the ministry.
所以不是你去要的。
It is not that you asked for it.
不是你去 campaign 的，不是你去。竞选来的。
Not that you campaigned or competed for it.
这个有时候教会软弱的时候，会看到有人想要竞选哦。
And when the church is weak, we see that some people want to campaign for a certain title.
选举负责人的时间到了，他就会到处去访问信徒哦。
And when the time comes to elect new members, they will conduct visitations.
这个是世上的方法，这不是神国的方法。
This is the method of the world, not the way things should be in the heavenly kingdom.
我们刚提到说，但是如果人家叫我们做，我们就不要胆怯。
But we also mentioned that if people want us to work in the ministry, we shouldn't have a cowardly attitude.
所以我常常跟 NYTS 的学生讲说，你们以后到外面做圣工，有两个，有一个很重要的原则，就是不求不惧，这是一个 principle. 你不去求一个工作。也不拒绝一个工作，我不求不拒，你叫我做我就做。
I encourage the member of the attendees of NYTS saying that in the future, this is the attitude you should have towards holy work. You don't decline, but you don't pursue.
你现在重要的工作是你要装饰你自己。
Now your duty is to equip yourself.
你好像一座花园，你把自己弄得很漂亮，人家怎么不会想要进来呢
？It is like a garden which is adorned and well kept, so people will naturally want to go in.
主耶稣怎么不会进来享受你园中的果子呢
？Will Jesus not want to come in and enjoy of the fruit of
the
garden?
一定会的，因为教会实在是很需要人来服侍啊。
He certainly will because we need people to serve in the church.
重要，所以重要不是你想要做什么，重要是你准备好了没有
？So the key is not what you want to do. The key is whether you are prepared.
那教会特别在选有职分的工作是很谨慎的。
And when the church chooses the people to occupy places in the ministry, it is taken under great care.
所以你看，主耶稣选十二使徒啊，他彻夜祷告哦。
So when Jesus wanted to choose the 12 apostles, he prayed throughout the night.
因为这个是关系神国的未来啊。
Because this is related to the future of the heavenly kingdom.
是永续国度的一个建立啊，怎么可以不彻夜祷告呢
？This deals with the continuation of the heavenly kingdom.
那你看，我们今天的例子也是一样啊。
And today we have the same example.
To ordain 啊。
When we ordain,
我们前几天听到了，立职是要过三关嘛
？We heard previously that there are three stages to ordination.
我是立长老都是一样啊。
The same applies to the ordination of elders.
立传道要过六关哦。
And for the ordination of pastors or preachers, there are six stages.
因为神学院好像就三关还是五关呢
？Because there are like 3 to 5 prerequisites to enter the TTP program.
这个其实立志士本身有时候有的人真的，感谢主啦，他每次被提名每次没有过，但是他一样服侍神，这个真的不容易。
And really, I think that it is commendable when people are candidates for a certain position in the ministry, but they are not elected, and nevertheless, these members keep on serving God.
所以本身立志的过程也是一种考验。
So the process of ordination itself is a test.
所以如果说我们这么谨慎主耶稣最后用我们就是凭着 凭着感谢来领受。
So if we are so careful and we take the ministry with this due seriousness, then we can accept it with thanksgiving.
因为这是神的怜悯呢。
Because this comes out of the mercy of God.
这对我们本身也是有益处的。
And to us, this is also beneficial.
我们来看提摩太前书。
Let's turn to 1 Timothy.
第三章。
1 Timothy chapter 3.
第三章的
First Timothy chapter 3, verse 13.
三章十三节
3:13. For those who have served well as deacons obtain for themselves a good standing and great boldness in the faith which is in Jesus Christ.
因为善做执事的自己就得到美好的地步，他自己能够达到一个更美好的地步。
Those who become deacons can have a better standing.
他能够在真道上大有胆量。
And they can have great boldness in the faith.
所以服事是一种荣耀，所以我们不要拒绝，我们本身也会得到好处。
So to serve is a glory, and we shouldn't decline the ministry because we ourselves will be benefited.
那因为这个工作真的不容易做了。
And this work is actually not easy to do.
就是当你被 ordain， 当你主耶稣交代你一份工作来做的时候呢，这份工作是不容易去处理的。
And when you are ordained, you know that there is a humongous task before you.
所以很多人会上胆啊。
So some people become discouraged.
会拒绝。
And they decline.
但是保罗说我们不要上胆。
But Paul encourages us not to be discouraged by this.
我们再回来看哥林多书四章第一节。
Let's return to 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 1.
四章第一节。
Chapter 4 verse 1.
请读。
Therefore, since we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we do not lose heart.
We do not lose heart. 我们中文讲我们就不上胆了。
Some versions say we are not discouraged.
你看保罗接受这个职分之后呢，他受了多少苦？
Paul had much grief and pain after he received the ministry.
但是他受了那么多苦，他还说你们我们不要上胆。
But even after so much suffering, he said, "We do not lose heart."
因为主耶稣是我们的依靠了。
Because Jesus is our reliance.
我刚出来当传道的时候，有感觉就是说，当传道比写软体更难。
When I just became a preacher, I had the thought that it is harder to be a preacher than a programmer.
这个软体虽然有时候写软体有时候会抓虫也是很辛苦，但是总是抓得出来
了。Sometimes,
只要努力就应该抓得出来。
It is very hard to debug a piece of code or a piece of software, but if you spend enough time, you will eventually get through it.
但是当传道那个成绩如果是成绩，我是讲世上的那个看得见的啦，这个不是你多怎么样做你就看到哇教会可以兴旺，好像不是这样子的。
But as a preacher, it is not so much that the more effort you put, the more good results you see.
你可以认真的浇水，你可以认真的撒种，那神长是在神的。
And you can plant with all you can, and you can water with all you have, but the increase is given by God.
所以刚开始会觉得说哇这个工作真的不容易做。
So in the beginning, I thought to myself that it is very easy to be discouraged because it is hard work.
脑筋转一下就好了啦。
But then, with a change of mentality, everything is okay.
从另外一个角度来看，
from another point of view,
当传道其实也是很幸福的一件工作。
Being a preacher is a great blessing.
为什么呢？
Why do I say so?
天塌下来了，有神挡着了。
If the sky falls, then God will put it up for me.
我们老板是最大的呢。
And my boss is the greatest boss.
你才有那个心态，你有一个老板，你只是员工嘛，你什么老板，有什么事情老板帮你负责啊。
So you think that you're the employee, and if anything happens, the boss will take care of it.
所以我们就是尽本分，该祷告就祷告，该读经就读经，我们尽力做就好了。
So we do what we can, we just pray and read the Bible and do what is our duty.
反正丢脸是丢主耶稣的脸，不是丢我的脸。
Because if someone is put to shame, it's Jesus, it's not me.
当然主耶稣不会给自己丢脸，我的意思就是说，我们做不好，觉得好像自己很丢脸，其实是主耶稣要，我们真的尽力了，主耶稣要看你有没有尽力而已嘛。
Of course, the name of the Lord would never be put to shame, so all we have to do is do our best.
所以不要上胆，
So do not lose heart.
当然说不要上胆，就是你会上胆，所以才说不要上胆嘛。
Of course, if people tell you not to lose heart, it's because they already think that you might lose heart.
比如说讲道就好了，对不对？
For example, let's talk about preaching or giving a sermon.
实在会上胆的啦。
You might be discouraged.
你知道最可怕、最让人家害怕的其中一件事情就是 public speech 吗？你知道
？Do you know that one of the things that frightens people the most is public speech?
真的，我看过一个小故事。
And I read a story that goes like this.
一个人要准备演讲了
。There was a person who was preparing a speech.
他就在走廊上一直背，一直走来走去，一直背这样子。
And this person was reading the script backstage.
那后来一个老太太就说：“年轻人，你很紧张。”
Then an elderly woman came to this young man reading the script. script, and she told him, "Are you nervous?"
没有啊，我不紧张啊。他是这样掩饰。
And he said, "No, I'm fine." Trying to hide his anxiety.
那如果不紧张，你怎么跑到女生厕所来了呢？
And the woman answered, "Then if you're not nervous, then why is it that you're in the ladies' room?"
走廊这个太紧张了，走一走，怎么走到女生厕所去了？他不知道。
So because he was so anxious and so with such tunnel vision, he didn't know he walked into the ladies' room.
是我们有个工作要做，会上当。
We have this job to do, and we might be this.
但是如果真的交托给神哦。
But if we really cast the burden to God,
有时候主耶稣真的把你那个害怕拿走了。
Then sometimes God will truly remove the fear you have in your heart.
真的，我第一次啊，小弟第一次啊，做一个Hosanna Outreach的时候，真的很害怕。
The first time I worked in Hosanna Outreach, I was quite afraid.
我们早期都是大型的。
Because in the beginning, these events were quite big.
真的是。后来就请很多人帮忙祷告。
And I asked many members to pray for this event.
真的很奇妙哦，就是要讲之前，发觉到整个心都静下来。
And miraculously, before I started to preach, my heart was very settled and calm.
啊，真的不晓得那个什么力量哦，这个在那时候就体会到那个平安好像江河一直涌进来。
I don't know where this power and this force came from, but it did feel like a river of peace.
所以我们既蒙怜悯受了这个职分，就不上当。
So having received mercy, we do not lose heart.
一起来默祷。
Let's pray in silence.